This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
My name is Aaron Kipsang Mali. I'm a registered nurse. I immigrated to the U.S. last year, courtesy of OGP's excellent program from Kenya, that is a country in East Africa, a country that is well known for long-distance running. I came with my wife and two kids. My wife is equally a registered nurse practicing here in America already. I work with Hilton Head Hospital in SCE unit, medical surgical unit, and I'm loving my workplace currently. I mean, it is awesome, made of great, tremendous team. And with the preparation from the ODP team, I was so glad that my skill set and my contribution built up to the whole team that we're working currently in SCU. I've practiced for a year right now in America, but initially I practiced in Kenya as a nurse for the last 14 years, for total 15 years as a registered nurse. In Kenya, we were trying to, in the facility I was working with, we were trying to have like digital documentation of patient information. But unfortunately, it wasn't universal in all our departments. So you'll have records done digitally. But again, when you send patients for radiological imaging, when you send patients to get some samples in the lab, the results come in paper results. So you've got to maintain like hybrid system, really, of documenting the part you can as a nurse on a digital platform. But now you have this paper record, you have these radiological images, you have the consultation notes from physicians that are in hard copy. So you had to maintain a physical folder of the patient. So now when I came to the U.S. here, I mean, the system was so totally digital. And this is what I liked most. It was challenging and fast to learn the SANA application. But the good thing is, the more you interact with the system, the more you work with it, the more you understand how to, you know, manipulate, how to put in orders, especially putting orders from the doctor's source. Here we have an opportunity as nurses to contact doctors about a critical result or a diagnostic result that has become available and tell them, look, this is what I have. Blood culture has grown positive for this type of bacteria. And they will examine and see that the patient is not maybe in the right regimen in terms of antibiotics, and they'll ask you to put in an order about something, about pain medication, about something to do. So this is where the digital platform for me was challenging, but in a very nice way, a platform for me to intervene from evidence-based manner. I like the way that it gives me an opportunity to intervene quickly. If a patient's blood result has come out as hemoglobin of, let's say, critical value, be it creatinine, be it hemoglobin level, I'm able to shoot it immediately through a notification system to the medical doctor by calling and notifying the system. And the response of an order from the physician will be saying, put in an order for a unit of blood, and I'll put in an order for a unit of blood. The lab will come with another notification for me to do some blood work to send to the lab for gross matching. And within 20, 30 minutes, we have a unit of blood for this particular patient. And for me, that is a very good turnaround of events in results and allowing me as a nurse to safely intervene and give that patient the appropriate medical care. If I have to compare that with how it have happened in Kenya, it could have been until I realized that this patient could be anemic. I actually asked if it's appropriate for me to draw blood for this particular patient to check the hemoglobin level, send it to the lab, and maybe get a result a few hours later, or even maybe overnight. And then now when you have the result, you have to call back the medical doctor and say, I got this result. It is showing low hemoglobin level. What do I do? We need blood. And it's them to come and order the blood. It's for them now to come and again say how much of blood you need. We need here the lab to prepare it. And at times our intervention could be transfusion after 6 hours, transfusion after the shift ends, you know, and you feel like as a nurse, a frustration, like it could have been earlier, it could have been sooner. So the systemic provision of the digital platform is whereby you get the results of the digital platform, you get the orders in there, and you get your own intervention applied within the shortest time possible. That gives me a lot of satisfaction. It gives me joy to say things really work in a period that really safeguards the health of our patients. And you go home feeling like that was a good intervention.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
I had a very great team that really assisted me in the preceptorship. They told me as a registered nurse, it's within our auspices to request orders. It gives me the voice to really advocate for what the patient needs to have as an intervention at that point in time. At the same time, we really need to become open-minded as international nurses. We really need to become confident in our competencies, past our competence that I'm able to do this. Of course, during the preceptorship process, you ask this question, you ask your limits, you ask what needs to be done, and the support doesn't end only in preceptorship. You still continue having colleagues working in daily shifts. You still have a charge nurse in a particular shift, so who you are able to run through maybe a result or query your action, like, I want to request for this. Is this appropriate? I got this result. And I mentioned to the medical doctor, for me, I feel like this result, the patient is on I feel fluid, but I feel like the patient has some chest congestion. The order is there to give a patient the fluid, but because you've post-contacted the patient's chest, you feel like it's no longer safe to continue having these fluids run through the patient because you're thinking about pulmonary edema. So at that moment in time, when you have that autonomy to call and advise and recommend and give the background information about this particular patient, it is always satisfying when the team works around to ensure the safety of this particular patient by saying, okay, let's review this. The creatinines were high, that's why we gave fluids. But right now, the nurse is talking about chest congestion. So it's about time maybe we review and see what needs to be done to really make sure that we are not overcompensating on one area and causing a problem in another area. So the autonomy part, the clinical competency, the confidence, the seeking support, and running through the colleagues that you have in any working shift. And at any point, there's always a house supervisor whose number is always displayed, is within reach that you can shoot a question, you can call them for any support. For me, that is helpful. It is helpful in our day-to-day management and service to our patient because you never know what you'll run through in that particular shift when you have your patient. At times, you really get your assignment and it's the area you're in a pod that really has no difficult question, but like it's heavy for you in terms of procedures or what needs to be done in that corner. So what Mark said there is like the positive attitude that you approach with how the allocation has been done really determines your outcome. And I like that because it shows your competence. It shows your confidence in terms of executing your excellent nursing care. And the most important for me in terms of how I feel valued is the direct feedback from my patients. When my patients are really like thankful, my patients are telling me they're feeling relief or they really feel like I know what I'm doing, inspiring that communication with our patients in a way that they really are trusting you. They really are like feeling you're on top of your game in terms of your nursing care. It really gives me the confidence and make me feel valued. The direct comments I get from my colleagues, my supervisors, after executing a procedure or after, you know, a shift change or after responding to a stroke alert, or you've initiated a rapid response and you have like a post-mortem discussion and you're given direct feedback like you did well here. You caught it early. That was tremendous. This was a good eye to catch this result the way it was. That really makes you feel valued. I just received my 1 year performance evaluation through OGP, of course, and it was nice to see the comments coming in from the facility on the specific areas they provided feedback on, and even the client hospital management telling you, we hope you will stay beyond your traveler contract. Makes you feel like you're doing the right thing and you feel valued, that they really want you to have you in that team for a longer extended period beyond just the contractual period. So that's how I feel valued. I get feedback daily basis on a period of time, and most importantly, when I see that my patients are satisfied with the nursing care that I've offered them. I will give an example of the nurses week that just happened recently. We appreciate the nurses, and it was like a hospital recommendation that nurses can come together and have like a baking competition for a cake or something. And during that time, different skills sets of different people really came into play. Just going there as a man, I don't do much of cooking, but just, you know, going there, assisting in like doing a few things from the colleague's point of view, instructing you, but not like in the clinical setting, but in the kitchen. For me, it was a very warming moment to really have an experience with my colleagues from a non-clinical setting. Mm-hmm. The birthday parties that people have here, the first thing when I came to the floor, so someone specifically who just asked me, when's your birthday? And she put it on her notebook. I didn't know why she was asking. But they really value it. They really like it. And when is your birthday? I mean, the floor will know. Patients will know. And that moment, the conference room, where there's food, there's egg, there is, you know, a small balloon for you. And for me, that strengthens that team. It really melts your heart when people think about you, when people celebrate you, not only from the basic clinical setup, but also, you know, participate in your life's milestones. So there's some those colleagues of yours that you are, you know, you love football together, you love soccer, and they tell you, oh, I love soccer too. This weekend is a final of this particular tournament. You in town so we can check it out in this particular place. And you extend now that personalized, you know, individual friendship because you like the common things. And overall, it becomes so satisfying. This is a beautiful country. It has a lot of things, a very big country. And during your night off, during your free time, you're able to venture, you're able to learn more things in terms of culture and explore places, and that energizes you when you're coming for your next shift. You feel, you know, energized, and you feel so motivated to do more. So that's how I feel like dealing with my colleagues at a personalized, you know, personal time at some activities in a facility setting that is not purely clinical is always uplifting.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.